The 10th step has all the first 9 steps in it. I won't get into it here since we're talking about the 11th step, which is to, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, just like in step 3. And praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out only means no other way. So there's nothing else we're supposed to do in step 11, according to the step itself. But the big book has really precise instructions on, this is a design for living. And it starts on page 86 at the top, well, at the very bottom of 85. It leads us into it, but we've complete, step 10 has all these instructions in the big book. Everyone thinks that, the nightly inventory is a 10th step because the 12 and 12 kind of changed it a little bit in the semantics of what it's talking about. But in the big book, when we retire at night, that is our nightly inventory, depending how many items you write down. And there's a lot of repeats of step 10. The first, it says when we retire at night, we review our day. This was actually a meditation, not the kind we tend to do today, because I'm contemplating what my day was like. And anyway, I am a real alcoholic. I got here, I've got 21 and a half years. I hit a real bottom. I'm not going to get into drunkalogs. We all know how to drink and use. And I've discovered that I belong to a group called Primetime. And we talk about emotional sobriety. We talk about, being sober, how my restless, irritable, and discontentedness, my alcoholism, affects me in the day I'm in. And unless I can experience an entire psychic change, there's very little hope of my recovery. I get that by taking the 12 steps, but I can let go of step 3 a lot and fall back into the old character. We're trying to build a new character. So I start at night. They have it for some reason, because I guess they figured you started reading the book already. It's not the morning. So they're starting with the night and we review our day. And it says, were we resentful? And you can write it down on a paper, 1, 2, 3, resentful, or were we selfish, dishonest, afraid? Now, they're also in the 10th step. We continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, fear. And when they crop up, we ask God at once. There's always an application of asking God. Anyone that don't like the God idea, just kind of get it. It's just a word. The higher power is really open here in AA. You don't need to believe in anybody else's. Your own, however inadequate, is sufficient to make the approach. That's page 46 of the big book. And so once you're willing to try, this is for an atheist or an agnostic, and you're willing to consider like that it's a creative intelligence, a spirit of the universe underlying the totality of things, you begin to get some results. It's a closed mind that will say, and this is the principle at the end of the big book, the principle of keeping a man in everlasting ignorance, and that is contempt prior to investigation. That means I will not even try it because my mind says, no, this will not work. And this is the worst thing. And we tend to do it as alcoholics. We're very defiant and all this. We have this ego that's not just an ego. There's a guy named Dr. Harry Thiebaud, but that's another discussion too. But he talks about us having an infantile ego. Alcoholics are very defiant, impatient, grandiose, omnipotent, all this kind of stuff. So at night, I want to review this stuff. And it's kind of re-review, was I resentful, selfish, dishonest, afraid? And you just can put it on a paper, yes, no. If it was something, you can put a name. And then do I owe an amends? Is there something I should have shared with someone immediately? Because these are like things in the 10th step. Was I kind and loving to everyone? And so as I'm looking at this, I'm saying, well, I did go off on that guy, or I raised my voice a little bit. It helps me to see my day. And then what could I have done better? I use 10 items. It says, or were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Well, obviously, alcoholics are selfish. self-centered. That is the root of our troubles, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, self-pity. We step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. But, you know, we are extreme examples of self-will run riot, though we usually don't think so. And so everyone has ego, everyone has self, but alcoholics are extreme. We drink extremely, we get really mad, we get really resentful, we get in a real lot of fear. We don't do things in moderation. And so that is my alcoholism today. I have the physical allergy that once I drink, I can't stop. And then, that's the phenomenon of craving. And many of us are here because of that. If I could control my drinking, I might still be drinking, but I can't. Once I drink, I can't stop. Plus, I can't stop thinking about the merciless obsession. But it works also that way for my thinking, because I wake up in the morning and my mind is full of fear. So let me just finish with we retire at night. What did we do for others today? And, you know, what did we pack into the stream of life? And so there's some good stuff. There's some bad stuff. Like, I work with a lot of men and women sponsees, and I can write their names. I talked to them today. I did this today. I did this meeting today. I spoke at the 9 a.m. For me, it's 9 a.m. Boston group. You know, at the end of my day, I'll have done some things for others. But I can see where I need to improve. And this is where growing and understanding, you know, the 10 step says, this is not an overnight matter. This should continue for our lifetime. It's about growing and understanding and effectiveness. So it's very hard for us to see ourselves initially. But eventually, I got to get rigorously honest and look at myself, stop blaming people. And at the end of the day, I've seen some things I can improve on. Every day, if I start to see patterns, and there's a prayer there, it says, when we are done, you know, first of all, it says, let's be careful to not drift into remorse, worry, or morbid reflection. You know, and that's really easy. You might have a good intention. You're praying for somebody, and all of a sudden you start drifting into morbid reflection about it. Oh, I did that to them. I feel bad. No, we're not here to punish ourselves. We're here to look at it. And then we say, there's a prayer. We ask for forgiveness for where we have fallen short, and to direct us, for God to direct us to what measures we need to take. So it's kind of like 6 and 7 for me. I keep seeing my defects, and then I keep seeing my shortcomings where I need to improve. And I keep asking God to help me with that, because I can't do any of this. This selfishness, we must get rid of this. We must, or it kills us. And God makes that possible. No matter how much I wish or try on my own, no matter what, I can't. We had to have God's help. And what God is for me, it's deep down within us. It's that fundamental idea. And it says the great reality, it is only there that he, she, it, something may be found. There is no real pronoun for me. If you believe in something and it's a person and it's a he, that's fine. But for those that get offended by gender, it's not gender to me. It's a spirit of the universe. So this is open to, it's all inclusive, non-exclusive to those who earnestly seek. See, God could and would, if, and that if is important, he were sought. I'm the one has to keep seeking. And then the promise of God could and would will eventually happen one way or the other. So step 11, that's the end of my day. Now I wake up in the morning. For me, I wake up with what I call alcoholism. I'm in the dream world, the subconscious world. My mind is racing. All these problems are ahead of me. And then I have to remember, oh yeah, that's right. That's like life on life's terms. I want to live life on God's terms. And so the next paragraph on page 86 is on awakening. And so it says, we look at our 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day before we begin. Because when I look at the 24 hours ahead with me, I get scared. Life seems, it's a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And so I got to remember, oh, that's right. I can't listen to that mind. And then it says, we before we begin, we ask God. When I see that in our literature, That's a command for me to do. That is a prayer. It's not just to be read. I actually say, God, I'm asking you to direct my thinking, that it be divorced from self-pity, my favorite thing, dishonest and self-seeking motives. Three very big things. And now, having done that in the 11th step, I can employ my mental faculties with assurance. For after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. Because if I wake up and I start thinking about me, oh, poor me, nothing's going right, that's self-pity that does no good at all. If I start waking up worrying about, you know, I'm playing God, I'm running the universe. Hey, God, just help me to slow down, relax, take it easy, don't struggle. It's simple, it's effective. I got to always remind myself, I am not running the show. And that's what made me want to drink many years ago. And that's why I love this program. It's a design for living. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our directions, was the way Bill W. wrote it in the original manuscript. And I like that much better than path. But nevertheless, our path is this. And the program of recovery is in this book, as and the 12 and 12. But the big book is very specific on how to go through the day. So, you know, it's all about a thought life. My thought life will be placed on a much higher plane, because nothing is good or bad. It's our thinking that makes it so. I also conduct these Emmett Fox meetings on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Sermon on the Mount on Saturday. And that book was so important to Bill W. and Dr. Bob. I believe a lot of the steps came from there. It was originally the Oxford Group 6 steps, but the Oxford Group didn't have 6 and 7 in it, didn't have a 10 step, it didn't have an 11 step. It talked about God in the second step. And the first step in the Oxford Group was complete deflation. And that's deflation of ego. That's my enemy. That, and what heals that is the humility. So the humility, say, let me look at these instructions I'm being given on page 86. It's a great way to live. So I wake up. So now, as we go through the day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine what course to take. So here we ask God, here we go, another prayer. God, I'm asking for inspiration and intuitive thought or decision. Simple. I'm giving God permission, because this God loves us so much. This creator of the universe will never take your free will without your consent. And I've learned that. And it's important, because I keep taking my will back in step 3. But I need to take all these steps so that I can have a spiritual awakening as the result of them. But I'm not cured of alcoholism. What I have is a daily reprieve. This is how this thing works. You know, it works like everything else. I can't get fed from yesterday's food. I can't get clean from yesterday's shower. I can't get high from yesterday's drug or drunk from yesterday's drink. I need to do it today. And recovery works no different. If I want recovery, it's in the day I'm in. Matter of fact, it's right here, right now, this moment. And that's why prime time is now is so important, because now is the only moment. This is the fourth dimension. There, you know, God will be in the future. God was in the past. If you look at your life, you'll see that somehow you got here and you got through all these things. But the only place I'm going to really connect deep down within is right now. But we go forward where the fear comes from. We go backwards in our minds, and that's where all the regret and depression and stuff, like, oh, I did this, I feel bad, and it serves no purpose. So I really have to remind myself. So it says, we ask God for inspiration and intuitive thought of decision. Now it says, relax, take it easy, don't struggle. Very important instruction for me to do. Stop thinking about the prayer I just did, and we'll be surprised how often the right answers will come after we have tried this for a while. What used to be the hunch gradually becomes a working part of the mind. And today, at 21 and a half years, I really rely. I work with a lot of people. They'll ask me, and I'll give them my honest opinion. I don't mean it's absolute, but I feel like I can help others more than myself. Sometimes I have to call someone else for myself, because we got to be careful to not assume we're going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for that presumption in all sorts of absurd ideas and actions. See, I'm quoting big book stuff, but they're part of me. I'm not quoting the words, I'm quoting my application of them. Because your life has to become important to you. These words have to come off the book into your life. And so I always have to remember that God is running the show, and how easy it is to let up on this thing. There's a warning in 10 step. You know, you can have a spiritual awakening step 12 and then start resting on your laurels, and you're headed for trouble. And that's what happens to a lot of people. If someone says, "I took the steps, but then I drank again," they probably let up somewhere. And that's the 10 step warning. How easy it is to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. So the next paragraph, and you know, the 12 and 12, Bill changed a little, because the steps themselves, he talked about, he kept 11 in the 12 and 12 more about actual prayer and about meditation. And again, meditation there, he wanted us to contemplate the St. Francis prayer, which is one of my favorite prayers, page 99 of the 12 and 12. And, you know, "Lord, make me a channel of thy peace." I'm asking God that where there is hatred, I may bring love, you know, God's love. "Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness." There's an answer to every problem. There's eight of them. And then I can seek to comfort rather than to be comforted. I always want something in return. Can I just be a giver? You know, so it's beautiful. And so he focuses more on what prayer is and what meditation is in the 12 and 12, as opposed to continue. The 10th step in the big book is only to keep watching from another level of consciousness, a higher self. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, fear. And when they crop up, we ask God at once to remove it. See, there's the promptly, you know, continue to take personal inventory when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So we ask God at once, we discuss it with someone immediately, and then we make an amends quickly. See, three words that are right away. We don't hold on to it. That's the idea of the 10th step. The 11th step nightly inventory is different. I don't write my 10th step. My 10th step is a walking step. I don't have time. I'm upset. I need to go ask God right away. But it's just terminology. Most people think, "Oh, I do a 10th step at night and then I text my sponsor next day." Too much damage is done. They want us to keep clean. It's an Emmett Fox thing. Watch and pray, watch and pray. Don't even take time to say bye to the enemy, you know, to the error thought. The first 5 seconds are golden. You know, and I got to get right out of it as soon as I can. And that method that I told you, to ask God, to discuss it with someone immediately, which is like a fifth step, and then to make amends quickly if I've harmed anyone. There's eight, nine, all nine steps in that 10th step. So, but I love the big book because it gives me specific directions throughout the day. It says, when we're done the meditation, and this happened to me. Oh, 6, 7 years ago, both my parents died in Philadelphia. I live in LA. And they died about a month apart, and I had to stay there for like 6 months. And there was so much to take care of, burying them and getting rid of the stuff in the house. And all my memories of, you know, 50 years or whatever. And you know, and I was overwhelmed. What do I do? What do I do? It was just too much on my plate. This prayer helped me so much. It says, you know, God, and this is a prayer. He says, when we're done the meditation, top of 87, we say a prayer something like this. Show me what my next step is to be, once, and that I be given whatever I need to take care of such problems. And I ask for freedom from self-will. There's step three in Amplified. Step three is in the 11th step. And then Bill, he always says we're careful to not pray for our own selfish ends unless it would help someone else. And because he knows us alcoholics are so self-centered, we're always praying for ourselves. I've gotten to the point I had to stop worrying about me and trust that God knows what I need before I even need it. And I don't even pray specifically anymore. God has supplied everything I need in the day I'm in. And it's truly unbelievable. I live in peace today, all day, but not that I don't lose my way. I can lose my way. Last night at a little business meeting, I lost my top, but I immediately caught it and I was able to rectify it and make it amends to the group quickly. It's still a character defect of mine. I'm a hothead. But anyway, so it gives us these instructions. It goes on to say that, you know, we can get together with people, you know, and meditate and see where religious people are right, you know. And there's another one that it's very important. It's like a 10 step if you can't actually do a 10 step. We pause when agitated or doubtful, which is practically me all the time. You look at me funny and I get agitated, you know. In the car, somebody flips you off, you know. So we pause when agitated or doubtful. We ask for the right thought or action. It doesn't say God there, but who am I going to ask? I'm going to ask God for the right thought or action, constantly reminding ourselves we're no longer running the show. And humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, thy will, not mine, be done. So, you know, we're in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, foolish decisions. We don't tire so easily trying to run the show, you know, make life to suit ourselves. And then right after that, the shortest paragraph in the big book, and it's a promise. It works. It really does. But right after that, it says we alcoholics are undisciplined. So we let God discipline us in this simple way we have just outlined. So these things I just talked to you about on page 86, 87, and 88, they're beautiful. They're instructions. And I follow them. And I do a lot of other things too, like Emmett Fox. I besides on awakening, I do some other prayers too. I need to get my conscious contact, and I love conscious contact because when I'm in my dream world, I can't control my subconscious. It comes, but it has to really get implanted in the conscious first. I need a true surrender that I can't, you know, the first requirement is that thing to write life on self-will can hardly be a success, page 60. You know, the first requirement is that any life run on self-will. That's a hard thing, you know. I thought I just had a drinking problem, but I have a thinking problem. You can substitute the word thinking anywhere where you see drinking, and that's what we do in prime time. Step one has two parts. I'm powerless over alcohol. That's about the drinking. Dash, that my life is unmanageable. That's also about the drinking. I got here because I really got in bad shape drinking and drugging. But now I'm here. What's going on? I'm still a little insane here. You know, it's not a sound mind, you know. And I have to see that the liquor was just a symptom, as it says on page 64. And that's why I got to get down to causes and conditions. That's why we have these steps. And so I need to, you know, really get honest with myself. It's about grasping and developing a manner of living, which demands rigorous honesty. Of course, cash register honesty. Of course, I don't steal, lie, cheat. But I got to get honest with me and stop blaming anyone else. It's me, always me. There's a principle in the 12 and 12 and step time. Every time I'm disturbed, no matter what the cause, there's something wrong with me. Boy, do people hate that one. Well, what do you mean? You're always trying to say, but here's the thing. You can get upset. It's natural. It's human. It's alcohol. But how long? To the precise extent that I permit it, do I squander the hours that might have been spent worthwhile? See, I'm the only one that can watch my own mind. And Emmett Fox talks about, this is the message, to watch the secret place. That's what, you know, was talked about by a great prophet. Continue to, you know, pray from your secret place, which is my consciousness. Consciousness, it's hard to define spirituality, and it comes in our consciousness. You can't prove it scientifically. But what is existence? I would say consciousness is as much about life as moving, flesh, water-based, carbon-based. We are looking for life on other planets. Who's to say there's not consciousness that we can't see in another dimension of? So I don't want to get too nutty here. But like for me, I keep an open mind about this thing called God. I love spirit of the universe underlying the totality of things. And we are in God's image, but in spirit. Because you can't look at God corporeally. That would limit it. God has got all these aspects. And Emmett Fox, I love it. The aspect, and there's seven main aspects of life: love, spirit, soul, truth, intelligence, and principle. And you can contemplate these concepts if you just think about life, how amazing it is, and how amazing consciousness is. Here we are, a bunch of sentient beings. We're a bunch of atoms, which are electrons spinning around, protons and all this. And somehow, yeah, I have 3 minutes here. Somehow we're able to ask, why are we here? What is the meaning of all this? And it's all whatever you believe it is. Here's the thing. This universe is plastic. I love AA because it gave me permission. I was indoctrinated basically in Catholic, and it's beautiful. All religions, see where religious people are right. But they're pointers, and there's too many man-made rules that don't matter. What really matters is my true sincerity. Prayer is part intelligence and part feeling. I have to believe when I'm praying. If I don't think it's going to work, it's not going to work. If I don't believe there's something, you know, out there that's greater than myself, you know, I'm in trouble. That's all the big book is asking. Do you now believe, or are you even willing to believe that there is a power greater than yourself, which would solve your problem, you know? And I'm the problem. The misuse of the free will is the fall of man, but no one has made a bigger mess of it than alcoholics. We've exceeded every natural instinct for survival, the instinct for sex and reproduction and companionship, the instinct for survival, security, the roof over my head, the clothes on my back, the food on the table, and for societal. I want to be loved. I want to be someone. They're God-given. That's how society is born. But as an alcoholic with an excess of everything, I exceed them, and they become liabilities now. And that's when the 12 and 12 really gets in the good stuff. So, you know, I'm saying a lot of stuff here, you know, but I have to live this today, right now. It's a privilege. I always love speaking, whether it's to one person or to hundreds of people, because I ask God to speak through me, and I feel God working through me, whatever God is. I'm not God, but I invite God to speak through me. And, you know, all these words, they seem to come from the literature. Thank you. I have five. Okay. I have like a minute and a half. I have like a minute and a half. Thank you, though. I don't want to take any more time than I'm supposed to. That's what I used to do. I was a taker. Give me more, me. But today I try to be a giver, to give without anything in return. What a gift, because every expectation is a resentment waiting to happen. I hold the door open for you, and you don't say thank you. Now I'm saying, you know, something else, F you, whatever, or you're welcome. You know, the king held the door, you know, this is a joke. And this is really what happened. Today I laugh at myself because the thought still comes up. And when I hold the door and somebody don't say thank you, it's like, didn't your mother teach you manners or whatever, you know? But it doesn't matter. I held the door open. Can't that be enough? That person has something on their mind. What a great way to live. We are so blessed here in AA. Let me tell you, we are the chosen ones. We have the fallen angels that lost our way, and we've been to hell and back, and now we've touched a bit of heaven. This, you know, for, you know, the we have been rocketed to the fourth dimension of existence we had not even dreamed. And the great fact is just this and nothing less, that we have had, you know, deep and vital spiritual experiences which have revolutionized our whole life and attitude towards God's universe. And the central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that God has done for us, which we could never do for ourselves. I get chills just saying it. And that, you know, so Anyway, guys, I could go on and on. I love this. I love you. I don't know most of you, but I love you anyway. And thank you for listening. Okay. I hope you got something out of that.
Thank you, Craig. AA has no dues or fees for AA membership, but we do have expenses. The Semer tradition states every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. While contributions covers each group's expenses, the Semer tradition is essential at every level of AA service. We're observing the Semer tradition digitally on Venmo. Our Venmo address is posted in the chat. Our Venmo address is beacon-group. Please take a moment to make a contribution if you can. And when making a contribution, please put in the notes that your contribution is for the new meeting. If you do not have a Venmo account, but you'd like to send a contribution through the mail, you will see the mailing address in the chat. All our contributions support AA's General Service Office. Thank you in advance for your generosity. If you're looking for home